The ribbons are hung on. One doesn't separate. So any woman who I'm giving the one medal to, just don't get angry with me if I mess up your hair.
Ah, yes, which he has a long history of doing, often with his nose. How do you know they're women, Joe? Do they have, you know, boy parts or girl parts? Does it matter to you? This is a remarkable and an important story out of Texas. The president of West Texas A&M University, Walter Wendler, good for Walter Wendler, using his authority to stop a drag show on the campus. And according to the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, they have the email that the university president, Wendler, asserted that drag shows are misogynistic and offensive to women. He would oppose any performance on campus that diminishes another group, he said. He wrote, "Drag shows stereotype women in cartoon-like extremes for the amusement of others and discriminate against womanhood. As a university president, I would not support blackface performances on our campus, even if I had been told the performance is a form of free speech or intended humor." Now, a radical left-wing group, Representative Alex Morey on Twitter, attacks President Walter Wendler and says who also says there's no such thing as a harmless drag show. And she naturally attacks it, saying it's a violation of the First Amendment. Got a First Amendment. Needed to censor students. They love censoring people all over the place, but not this, right? A student-run drag show raising money for the Trevor Project. What is the Trevor Project? Well, the Trevor Project, it turns out, is a transgender activist group that promotes research touting the positive impact of medical transgender transitions for minors, meaning for school children, for people under the age of majority. You know, so this is the Trevor, and they're having the drag show to raise money for the Trevor Project. And, you know, the Democrats, here's what they're fighting for. They want corrupt school teachers who are sexual deviants to sexualize children at younger and younger ages and to transition. This is the word they use now. Little girls make them little boys. Little boys make them little girls while keeping it a secret from the parents. This is the Democrat Party's big push right now, is to screw up everyone sexually at earlier and earlier ages and have their corrupt teachers' unions keep it a secret from the parents while they're mangling the psychological well-being of children, right? Now, again, the Washington Post has a story today about how the workers, they call them workers, at George Washington University Hospital are unionizing, and one of the key things they're demanding is improved mental health benefits. You should just stop being Democrats. That would go a long, long way to improving your mental health. So the drag show raising money for the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project pushes gender transition for minors. And we know that they do this in schools and that they fight to keep it a secret from the parents. I've played audio here again and again. I've read story after story about the Democrats doing this. And it's pretty amazing stuff, pretty amazing stuff. Now, Iowa, the Washington Post is attacking the state of Iowa today. And again, he said he wouldn't do blackface. And really, if you put on blackface, that doesn't make you African-American, does it? Although a lot of Democrats have done that, the Ted Dansons and we got Justin Trudeau up in, we got the former Democrat governor of the baby killer of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who claims that he's not the guy in the Klan outfit, he's just the guy in the blackface, right? When in reality, he's the guy in the Klan outfit. When you're a Democrat, that's not a problem. Even when you're running for office, not a problem. But the Washington Post attacking the state of Iowa today. They have Annie Gowen typing it up. Iowa's sharp right turn, colon. They love their colons. From centrist state to, quote, Florida of the North, end quote. Like that's a criticism. And they're attacking, the story is Dateline Des Moines, but I don't think she went there. You know, the Washington Post, they use fake datelines. They write the story in Washington, but they put the dateline Des Moines because they talked to somebody on the phone. Republicans in the Iowa legislature, empowered by the state's recent, quote, red wave, end quote, have embarked on an ambitious new agenda that includes a costly school choice bill. They're against school choice. They're for slavery in the state schools that have failed us all over the place. Nobody can read, write, do math, know anything about history, but they're fighting, and the Annie Gowan and the crowd at the Washington Post fighting for state schools and no school choice. And these are the schools where they change your child's gender and keep it a secret from the parents, right? So the Red Wave have embarked on an ambitious new agenda that includes a costly school choice bill and legislation, listen to this, targeting the LGBTQ community, a historic divergence from Iowa's history as a civil rights bastion. Now, listen to this. Even as teens, underage, draped in rainbow flags, crowded into the Capitol Rotunda chanting, "We say gay." They're chanting, "We say gay." They're underage. They're kids. Who's organizing this? The Sexual Deviant Democrat Party targeting the children. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples. If you're not aware, it's easy enough to find out. Iowa lawmakers quickly passed three bills related to gay and transgender rights, culminating with a measure to, listen, to ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth. All right, again, underage, you're not 18, you can't vote, you can't drive till you're 16, but the Democrats want you to lop off your genitalia and say you're a girl when you're a boy. And they say that the bill is, this, again, gender-affirming care. That means surgery and drugs and hormones for underage people, and they want to keep it a secret from parents. And this is what Annie Gowan at the Washington Post and the Washington Post are fighting for, and they're attacking Iowa as the bad guy and those terrible Republicans for trying to keep these sexual deviants away from the children. And they're doing it on an industrial scale through the entire school system nationwide. The vote's not only emphatic, we're not only emphatic, but we're also a sharp reversal for the state, colon. Iowa has veered so far right in recent years that its political landscape is virtually unrecognizable from the centrist place that chose Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, and was one of the earliest states in the country to affirm same-sex marriage, right? Leave the children alone, you creeps, you predators. You know, if you were doing this in a park, you'd be in handcuffs. The cops could tase you and drag you away by the ankles. Boy, a joke among statehouse reporters, meaning left-wing clowns, is that Iowa is becoming the, quote, Florida of the North, end quote, without the beaches. Reporters have never been famous for being funny. Another reason I had to leave the news business. So that's the Washington Post attacking Iowa because gender-affirming care, which is Democrat Party code for genital mutilation and hormone therapy for underage people, for children. And part and parcel of this is keeping the parents out of it while the teachers' unions, sexually mutilate your children. And this is mainstream stuff today. And asked about the flurry of, quote, anti-LGBTQ legislation, end quote, in recent news conference, Iowa House Speaker Pat Grassley, the grandson of the longest-serving Republican U.S. Senator Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, said the Iowa lawmakers were acting with common sense. That's because they are. Now, speaking of common sense and Barack Obama, here's another story from the Daily Mail. Transgender lawmaker from Minnesota wins USA Today's Woman of the Year. At the Woman of the Year. So they got the Woman of the Year. And it's the Woman of the Year, strangely, has a penis. That's kind of a weird thing. But with Democrats, that's okay. That's not a problem. See what I'm saying? Boy, oh boy. Just extraordinary. Your Democrat Party. Mm-mm-mm. You know, Sam Brinton, who is the Biden administration energy department nuclear waste person who steals the luggage from airports, Reagan National Airport from the African woman who was bringing her fashion show clothes to Washington, stole them all, then went home and dressed up in them. Sam Brinton, a big Trevor Project person before joining the Biden administration. Because Democrats, honestly, what is the matter with you people? Leave the children alone. You can be whatever kind of sexual deviant you want. Once you're 18, leave the children alone. Remember when it was illegal? Because not so long ago, it was illegal. And that was a good idea, to make it illegal to sexually abuse children. Don't you think? I think so. Now, let me share this, because this is something I've been trying to get to for a couple of days now. And this is important stuff to remind you of, because the Democrats are the left. We call them the Democratic Party. They're not Democratic. The Democratic Party isn't, all right? And because the left does this everywhere in the world, they divide us. This is a Marxist construct, to divide along lines of race and class and gender, right? Now, again, a conservative university president in Texas says, I wouldn't support blackface. I'm not going to support this transgender stuff. Well, they're making men women of the year because, according to Democrats, men make all the best women these days. Best swimmers, best this, best that. But let me remind you of a couple of things here. Here is the Gallup poll organization, the Gallup polling organization. All right? And I went and found a couple of old stories. March 15th of 2017, America's worries about race relations at record high. 2017, it's now 2022. And if you look at the Gallup had been tracking this for quite some time. You asked people race relation worries at a record high. Gallup asked, please tell me if you personally worry about race relations a great deal, a fair amount, only a little, or not at all. The number of people in 2017 that said a great deal, reached 42%. Now, here's the thing. In 2009, just after Barack Obama was inaugurated as president, 13% of Americans, 13% of Americans said that they worried a great deal about race relations in the United States, 13%. From that point, it went up and up and up, 13 to 17 to 18 to 28 to 35 to 42. That's in 2017. But wait, NBC News has a separate story on the same subject from 2018, just a year later. 64% of Americans say racism remains a major problem. A poll comes after a string of high-profile incidents involving minorities who appear to have been racially profiled. Profiled, that's the word they use. While doing something innocuous, like looting or something like that. Because they consider looting to be innocuous, so it's reparations and all that. So let's see. Then just a year later, would you say racism in America, American society and politics, remains a major problem? 64%. So that is the Democrat Party making racism a problem, making racial division, because they believe it works for them, because they believe, and they say it out loud every now and then, that they need every African-American voter in the country to vote Democrat, you know, the party of the Confederacy and Jefferson Davis, Nathan Bedford Forrest and the KKK, the party of Jim Crow, the party of Orville Faubus and George Wallace standing in schoolhouse doors. Honestly, the party of 40% abortion rate. It's choice, but they are harvesting the organs. And so they have divided the country along lines of race. We went from 13% thinking it was a major problem to 64% since Barack Obama was elected, because they use race to polarize, to balkanize, to divide and conquer. You know, I like to tell the truth, and I like to offer solutions. Well, if you have high blood pressure, maybe you live with someone or know someone who does, I want to tell you about some friends of mine, 120 Life. You know 120 Life? 120 Life is a Chicago-based company, developed a juice drink that can help you lower your blood pressure naturally. I had my juice drink this morning with my banana and peanuts and stuff. 120 Life is a natural juice drink made from pomegranates, tart cherries, cranberries, hibiscus, beetroot, and magnesium. Look up all those things. They all help you with your blood pressure, and it's tasty. It can help lower your blood pressure without side effects. I'm drinking it, and I love it. You're going to love it, too. It helps keep me energized, helps my blood pressure stay in check. The truth is, me, high blood pressure, that there are easy, natural ways to keep your blood pressure in check, and one of them is 120 Life. Check it out. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. Visit 120life.com. That's 120life.com. You can order a 2-week trial pack of their delicious juice drink. There's a money-back guarantee, too. You can use the code Chris to save 15%. The natural approach to blood pressure management. Visit 120life.com today and start seeing benefits in just 2 weeks. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The project is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Democrats. You know, the truth is, I've been to a lot of countries. This is about the least racist country in the world. Just after Barack Obama inaugurated, 13%. Then the Democrats got to work, 64%. See, race as a major issue in America. Thank the Democrats.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
As Joe Biden addressing an African-American audience, Mitt Romney, of all people, is going to put you all back in chains. The Republicans are the ones that took the chains off, you racist pig. Race concern about race relations went from 13% in 2009 to 64% because the Democrats wanted it that way. That is an increase of 490% in concern, almost 500%, almost five times as many people. You know, critical race theory, which they're inflicting on children and in schools and on campuses, is all about the demonization of race, of white people in particular. Black people are victims. You can never succeed. Biggest loser message you could ever give young people. And white people are all blue-eyed devils, just like Louis Farrakhan said. The reason the numbers went up after Obama is because that was the goal. You know, they'd tell people you just weren't worried about racism because white people were blind to your own racism, right? And now that you understand that you're a white supremacist and a racist, you have to change everything, yourself and society, to make everything better. The Democrats see these numbers and they're thrilled by it. This is a victory for them. This is success for them.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Now, this is what the Democrat Party has chosen to do with information dominance and cultural dominance. And they dominate college campuses and school curricula. Critical race theory is a racist program designed and implemented to create racial division and racial hostility in America, where it did not exist before, but the party of lynching black people from trees with ropes. That is to say, the Democrat Party is back at it again. And racial division is their bag, baby. And it's all about elections and power, obviously, for them. And to go from these really, very low 13% numbers to 64%, that see race as being a major problem in the United States of America. After, since the time Barack Obama was inaugurated, this is not by accident. This is very deliberate. This is the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. The left couldn't be more destructive. Well, they're working on it. But it's quite extraordinary. Now, I've got another story today that is because, let's go, Jeff, let's go to soundbite number 17. I just played the Joe Biden speaking to a black crowd. Yeah, Mitt Romney wants to unchain Wall Street, put you all back in chains. What in the name of, he should be fired and impeached and gassed for that alone. Speaking of which, his damn dog bit another Secret Service agent over the weekend at one of their many mansions in Delaware with the swimming pool where they skinny dip and the Secret Service has to say, Cobra, 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 because he's walking around naked again, and which is true. It's the inside, you know, wink, wink, Secret Service code when Joe Biden's walking around naked again, which he's got a long history of doing, and skinny dipping. And, it's hard to say whether the women agents run the fastest or the men, but Joe Biden is. And his dog bit another agent over the weekend, bit the forearm, ripped through the clothing, blood drawn, and the rest of the news media is just going to just ignore it. Right? And Joe Biden, going to put you all back in chains. The people that took the chains off are going to put you, because Wall Street, what in the name of God are you mentally ill, senile, decrepit, tales from the crypt mental case. Joe Biden, here's, again, this is what they do when they're running for office. They really want that black vote. And not that they've been lying to you the whole time or anything, the Jim Crow people.
With white crowds, white families gathered to celebrate the spectacle.
Democrats.
Taking pictures of the bodies and mailing them as postcards.
Taking pictures.
Hard to believe, but that's what was done.
And
some people still want to do that.
Some people still want to do that. Some people still want to have lynchings and hangings and take pictures and send the pictures as postcards. Yeah. Well, maybe the 40% of the black babies that are aborted and torn limb from limb and the organs are harvested. You should send those around, Joe. You know, Joe Biden's code name, his Secret Service code name, is Jim Crow. It's kind of a funny thing. His Secret Service code name is Jim Crow. Because, you know, he's an old... I shared with you the NBC news story last week that talked about Joe Biden's segregationist history and all that good stuff. And here's Joe Biden the Democrat Party, the party of racial segregation. He's the guy who said he didn't want his sons going to school in a racial jungle when they were racially integrating schools in Delaware. And listen to this clown, this vicious... ugly rhetoric from the Democrats' sock puppet of a president.
White supremacy, all forms of hate fueled by violence have no place in America.
Thanks. That's the real clever. White supremacy. It's the white supremacy has no place in America. That's good. Well, I got to tell you, you may remember that just some of the racial division, number 19, Jeff, some of the racial division, Black Lives Matter looting and burning the city of Washington because of the rhetoric of the Democrat Party, which is the party of the Klan and Jim Crow. Burn it down.
Burn it down.
No peace.
No justice, no peace. Burn it down. And they burned a lot of it down. And some of the businesses have never come back because the Democrats were burning and looting. Make no mistake, and they're manipulating black people in the United States. Information dominance, cultural dominance. Malcolm X said it. The media is the most powerful institution in the world. They can make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. They can make, I like to say to liberals, you got to think about this for a minute, because everything you believe to be true is false, and everything you believe to be false is true. You're as impaired as Joe Biden. In Minnesota, where they burned and looked, St. George Floyd, how many African-Americans have died of murder since George Floyd died? More than 20,000. In the United States of America, more than 20,000. Black Lives Matter? Where are the Democrats on that? About the 40% abortion rate. Where are the Democrats on that? Black Lives Matter? From the party of the Confederacy? Wake up, wake up, wake up. Here it is in Minnesota, Black Lives Matter.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. 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 Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
Now,
pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
The Democrats have defunded the police. I played audio yesterday of this radical left-wing extremist city council member in San Francisco who fought to defund the police, successfully defunded $120 million. They're down more than 500 police officers. And now she's crying and screaming in city council meetings that the police aren't doing their job and people are being murdered in the Tenderloin. They got a neighborhood called the Tenderloin. Write your own jokes. And so they wonder what goes on in the Tenderloin. And so pigs in a blanket. So they defund the police, and then disproportionately more people are murdered, and disproportionately more black people are murdered, and the Democrats high-five each other. And then they blame the cops after they defund the police and demonize the police. There was this hilarious riot where Black Lives Matter protesters showed up, and there are these frat boys cheering them on, going, "Yeah, man, yeah, Black Lives Matter." And then they smashed out the windows of the frat boys' apartment, and they're like, "What? Wait, why are you smashing our windows?
Why are you? We're on your side. We're on your side. Holy!
They're not on your side. And that was hilarious, because there are white liberals sitting up there getting stoned. And, "Yeah, man, the march is going by." And they're like, "Yeah, man, we're with you." Then bricks start flying through the windows. It was, it's a different kind of funny. But yeah, the Democrats give us different kind of funny. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a mental dwarf. And she pretends to be a minority of some kind. She went to one of this incredibly nice high school. I looked at it on Google Earth. And a beautiful tree-lined suburban community outside of the city of New York in Westchester County. She couldn't be a bigger clown.
The Black Lives Matter movement looks like it is the largest uprising in the history of the United States, with up to 10%, wow, blowing that figure out of the water, 10% of this country in the streets. And we still have not pursued serious change of any kind.
You know that uprising is a synonym for insurrection? Did you know that? It's a synonym for insurrection. And that's your Democrat Party. They're a violent party. They're a criminal party. Mob violence is their specialty. You know, come on. Also, story today. This one made me laugh out loud, too. The Democrats. This is from the Harvard Kennedy School, the Institute of Politics. They call it the IOP. Because they got to, everything has to be, you can't say it. Great outdoors, tackling structural racism in national parks. This is, the national parks are structurally racist. And there is they're having a conference. It's today at Harvard. And it's to talk about racism in national parks and how they're going to combat racism in national parks. And it's amazing. They say, however, you know, you got to get a seat for the event. You can watch it online. But if you want to attend, you have to have a Harvard ID. You don't have to have a driver's license to vote, but you got to have a Harvard ID to go experience the oppression. Isn't that amazing? They're just amazing. They're extraordinary. Now, did anybody catch, Hunter Biden? There's video. Hunter Biden repeatedly called his white lawyer the N-word. He's calling him the N-word. You know the N-word, right? And Hunter Biden used it repeatedly. But that's fine. That's fine. That's not a thing. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's true. The Tenderloin is Nancy Pelosi's district. That's where her husband, Paul, met that man. Amazing stuff. This is your Democrat Party. Oh, by the way, my friends, the Daily Caller has the story. It's an exclusive. Vast majority of Americans oppose corporate diversity quotas. Turns out the Daily Caller, they've got the stuff from friends of mine that conducted the poll at CRC. The vast majority of Americans oppose corporate diversity quotas. Poll shows that, the point that we're talking about here, and the Democrats don't care. They don't care what you think or what the public thinks or what the vast majority of the public thinks. They could care less what the American people think. They're going to jam down the American people's throats, whatever it is they want to jam down, because this is what cultural dominance is all about. This is what information dominance is all about. So the Daily Caller, Laura Duggan, vast majority of Americans believe U.S. companies should hire executives based solely on merit, character, and quality, according to CRC Research Poll, shared exclusively with the Daily Caller News Foundation. Among respondents, 87% supported a merit-based approach, compared to 8% who support a quota system for race and gender, and 5% who were unsure or refused to answer, according to the CRC research poll conducted for the 85 Fund. The pattern held true across political affiliations, with most Democrats, Republicans, and independents favoring a merit-based hiring approach for executives. At 93%, Republicans were only slightly more likely to oppose racial and gender quotas in corporate hiring compared to other groups. 90% of independents and 86% of Democrats support a merit-only hiring approach, according to the CRC poll. My friend Greg Mueller and Brian Doherty over at CRC, and that's kind of important. But the Democrats, you know how they are. They got racist national parks. The national parks are racist. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing stuff. You know what? I'm not even going to be able to get to Ron DeSantis, am I? Well, I'm either not going to. I got to get to Ron DeSantis. So I keep doing this. I'm going to put off mailbag question time until tomorrow, because I got too much stuff, too much crazy Democrat stuff. Let's go to soundbite number one, Jeff. Piers Morgan, who's an English person, did an interview with Governor Ron DeSantis. And this is, you know, the primaries are on. It's Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And here's Piers Morgan talking to Governor Ron DeSantis.
People have been quite kind of scathing. They've said you're house-trained Donald, your Diet Coke to his full Coke, right? You've heard all this stuff. What are the differences between you? Well, I know what I know him very well. Having now spent time with you, I could immediately identify a few differences. But what do you think of the differences?
House-trained Donald, a house-trained Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis.
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, obviously, you know, the approach to COVID was different. I mean, you know, I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think that he got way too big for his britches. And I think he did a lot of damage.
A lot of damage, that's for sure. Ron DeSantis. And again, really, I got to say, he's not officially running. He's not declared as a presidential candidate yet. But it is on between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis.
I also think just in terms of my approach to leadership, you know, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. If you bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board. And I think that that's something that's very important.
I don't like blue-on-blue violence, Republican-on-Republican violence. I don't call Republicans red. That's the communists. That red state, blue state stuff is a fundamental lie. But I don't like to see it. But, you know, there's a food fight going on, and it sounds a little like this.
What is your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron the Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
Well, I can't.
I think even he went off Meatball Ron.
I don't know how to spell the Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we go with that. That's fine. You know, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner.
I always kind of like the Ronald Reagan axiom, never speak ill of another Republican. I guess those days are gone. Ron DeSantis.
You think you could beat Biden?
I think so.
So you're running then?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I think I could. I mean, I think that's... I mean, if you look at Florida...
Who would be harder to beat, Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know. Those are two different...
Those are two different things. Yeah, those are two different things. That's true. Not the same. There's more. The Democrats gave me too much crazy today once again. I have to come back for more. I think I might have a Ronald Reagan cut that I'd want to share with you today. Let me see about that. God bless America, the least racist country on the face of the earth. But we have the left here now, and the left is profoundly racist, and they run the Democrat Party and the media.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Ronald Reagan, one of the great presidents in the history of the world, of any country, famously said, and I believe it was 1975, before he was president of the United States, he talked about fascism coming to America, Ronald Reagan. I've got another soundbite for you I want to play tomorrow, Ronald Reagan soundbite. Ronald Reagan, who I met many times personally, helped open my eyes, and maybe single-handedly responsible for opening my eyes and the eyes of many millions of Americans. Here's what Ronald Reagan said back in 1975 about the state of affairs in the United States.
If fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy?
Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? Yes, it is. You know what? You know what, Jeff? You have the second Ronald Reagan soundbite. I think we've got time to do this. But that's Ronald Reagan. And it's true. And the information oligarchs serve at the pleasure of the Democrat Party. And they control the flow of information. And, you know, that is, I've been describing it that way for quite some time. Evan, here's Ronald Reagan with a little joke about the Democrats versus the Republicans.
The kid who was outside the Democratic fundraiser selling kittens.
Selling kittens?
When the people came out from the fundraiser, he was holding up the kittens and he was saying, buy a Democrat kitten. Well, a couple of weeks later, the Republicans held a fundraiser in the same place. And when they came out, there was the same kid with the kittens. And he said, buy a Republican kitten. And one of the members of the press who'd seen him there 2 weeks before said, wait a minute, kid, you were selling these kittens the last time as Democrat kittens. How come the Republican kittens now? Kid says, because now they got their eyes open.
Right. Ronald Wilson Reagan. Honestly. Two, you got your Ronald Reagan, the fascism soundbite is one of the great soundbites, one of the great soundbites of all time. And then I love the kitten soundbite, the kittens outside the Democrats selling Democrat kittens. 2 weeks later, selling Republican kittens, said, what's the difference? Well, 2 weeks later, now the kitten's eyes are open. That's a good stuff. That's a Ronald Wilson Reagan. Yes, sir. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Listen, I'm sorry I ran out of time. I have so much more to say. I have so much more material to get to. I'm going to start saving it for tomorrow. But by the time I get back here in 21 hours, I'm going to have a lot more.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.